1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And we're pleased to have with us here on the KVUE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line, we've got Sean Stewart joining us from Kansas AAA. Couple of main talking points here for our interview here the next 10 minutes or so.
Sean, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for joining us here today. I figured with the heat right now, the most immediate concern, we could talk about some concerns that AAA has already mentioned here a few weeks back about kids and hot cars. And unfortunately, with triple-digit heat, it kind of bears repeating for folks to be careful.
Yeah, absolutely. This time of year, it's always a good reminder to think about, think about your kids and when they're traveling with you, make sure that you don't inadvertently leave a child in the car. We see a tragedy every year. 948 children have died nationwide due to pediatric vehicular heat stroke since 1998, including 14 kids in Kansas. So we want to just remind you, all parents and caretakers to, make sure that you're remembering that child in the back seat when they travel with you this time of year.
It seems, though, we hear stories of this, very unfortunate, tragic stories about this, Sean, every year, though.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a variety of reasons behind it. 53% of child hot car deaths and vehicles were caused by adults forgetting the child. And a lot of that has to do with a change in routine. Kids being out of school, maybe being transported to daycare by a different person, a different parent. So make sure that you're aware of that. 26% of victims gained access and were playing inside an unattended vehicle. So it's very important to lock your vehicle and not leave your keys within reach of a young child. And then, unfortunately, 20% of the fatality is the child was knowingly left in the vehicle. Say that the parent went in to a store for just a few minutes, but just a few minutes can tragedy can occur with temperatures this hot.
We've actually, it's been a while since we did our experiment here at KVUE News to see just how fast things got hot in a car. And it doesn't really start, or it can start at temperatures much lower than what we're expecting here the next several days, Sean. I mean, our air temperatures are going to be 105, 106, 103 in that range here for the next 3 days. But, really as hot as maybe 80 to 85 degrees is enough to really start the process in your car if it's closed and locked down.
Yeah, there's been deaths of children in cars, even temperatures even lower than that. A closed vehicle, the temperature inside can quickly rise. About 80% of that total heat increase in a vehicle occurs within the first 30 minutes. So it happens quickly, and the temperatures inside a vehicle can reach as high as 180 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's just not a temperature that a small child especially can survive for long. So it's very important to never leave a child or a pet for that matter in a vehicle that's where the air conditioning is not on.
Yeah, and even, if you've got, you think of your pets, and you've got your pets, and they're driving around with you, you got the AC on, but then you have to go in somewhere, and you roll the windows down a little bit. Still, oftentimes, that's not enough, is it?
No, it's really not. If you've got the windows down, it's still incredibly hot inside the vehicle. There's just not the cooling. There's not the air circulation in most cases. So don't ever leave a child or a pet in a vehicle unattended.
Sean, one of the other things that comes up to me is, there's some advice for folks as far as, in case you do wind up forgetting, and maybe if you've actually forgotten one, a couple of times in the past and have been fortunate to, not have issues, is maybe some tips for parents, and just basic stuff, maybe with toy placement or cell phone placement, just as a reminder for the parent to make sure to check on the kid.
Yeah, it's a good idea if you think this might be an issue, just to leave something of importance, not that your child isn't important, but something that you're less likely to possibly forget, your cell phone, a purse, a briefcase, something in the back seat with your child. So It'll just be a reminder to look in the back seat. Some of the newer cars have a reminder. I know that I just purchased a car, and it has a reminder that pops up, check the back seat whenever I turn off the vehicle. So there's technology that can help with that as well.
Yeah, I've got that in my pickup, too. And if I put something even as light as a piece of paper back there, it senses that and lets you know that there's something in the back seat. So that's good to have if you have that option in your vehicle. But, yeah, I tell you what, it gets hot. And, folks, you know how hot it is. You burn yourself on the steering wheel or that seat belt. We've all been there before.
Oh,
you
my.
Know
yep.
How getting branded, you know, by your own seatbelt.
make it
tough. So please be safe and keep this in mind as we head into the hot time of the year. And we're going to have some possible record-breaking temperatures here, you know, the next few days. 4th of July holiday, Sean, is just about here. We're going to have people on the road, many?
Yeah, we're going to have a record number of people on the road and at the airports. AAA is projecting 50.7 million Americans will travel 50 miles or more from home this Independence Day weekend. And in Kansas, we're looking at more than a half million travelers, 505,000 or so. That's up almost 4% from last year. And about 429,000 or about 85% of those traveling will be driving to their destinations this coming holiday weekend. So be prepared for busy highways. You know, that's especially an issue this time of year when there's a lot of road construction. So you've got to just pay attention to extra congestion and maybe some closed lanes due to construction.
And you look at probably some of the peak times of travel here. You know, granted, this is a Tuesday holiday, but the way it sounds is you're looking at, say, maybe travel times. You could be starting to see some extra congestion as soon as Thursday.
Yeah, we anticipate Thursday and Friday afternoon, evening. A lot of holiday travelers will start getting on the road to their destination, and that will mix with normal rush hour traffic with people getting off work. So anticipate some extra traffic. And then coming back July 4th that afternoon on Tuesday, for those who don't have the next day off, but then we think Wednesday afternoon and evening could be pretty busy as well, and especially if you have to travel through any larger metro areas, just know that there could be extra traffic, rush hour combined with holiday travel.
Well, speaking of that traveling, especially in your vehicles, gas prices, it looks like we're in better shape than we were at this time last year, Sean.
Oh, yeah, far better than we were last year. We're at about $3.25 a gallon on average in Kansas. That's ninth cheapest in the country. And we're about $1.35 or so a gallon less than we were this time of year last year. So definitely not as much of an impact on your bank account when you go to fill up the tank this summer. And if you're traveling this weekend, the cheapest prices in the country are basically Kansas and south to Texas and then all the way throughout the southeast states. So you're heading south and southeast, you'll have the best gas prices in the country. If you're headed far west of the Rockies, that's where the most expensive gas prices are currently.
Really quickly, Sean, you know, typically, and we've talked about this in years past, there's that post or right around Memorial Day holiday bump that we see in gas prices, but we didn't have that this year. What kind of led to that, you know, situation unfolding the way it has this year versus past years?
Yeah, we've had decent demand for gas. There was a little bit of a lull between Memorial Day and the 4th of July travel weekend. What's been keeping gas prices fairly stable is that crude oil prices have stayed fairly stable. We're looking at about $70 per barrel right now. And a year ago, when we saw record prices, we saw crude oil prices at $120 a barrel, so significantly less. And recently, the last couple of months, it's been fairly stable across the global crude oil markets. That's and that's kept gas prices pretty reasonable.
Outstanding. Well, Sean, anything else that you wanted us to bring up here, regardless of whether it's, say, for the current heat situation or the travel situation to come?
Yeah, I guess with travel in general, but with the heat, make sure that your car is checked out and road ready for your road trip. Pay a special attention to your coolant, your tires, your battery. Just make sure that things are working properly, and make sure that you carry an emergency kit just in case you have a breakdown. Make sure that there's plenty of cold drinking water for your family, including your pets, and just what you might need to stay cool and safe if you have to wait a while for help to arrive.
All right. Safe travels as always. Thanks, Sean. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean.
Okay. Happy travels, everyone.
All right. You too. Have a good day. Yeah, Sean Stewart, AAA Kansas, always with us prior to the holidays to update us on important information about being safe out there on the roads.
Yeah, great information from Sean as usual, and we'll have stories coming up here just to kind of keep those reminders in front of you here this week on KVUE and KVUE.com. We mentioned here about tomorrow's Newsmaker 2 a little bit earlier here this hour. We've got a Newsmaker 3 tomorrow as well, and it's Police Captain Ray Mattis talking about the city's annual fireworks display and also those rules and regulations here for fireworks, which officially go into effect here in just over an hour.
All right, thanks, Chuck. KVUE Live and local, 852, 69 degrees. Good morning.
Want to work for a company that offers a fixed schedule and many great opportunities? Then apply at